KQKI News, I'm Brady Borrell. We're on the line with Lonnie Cavalier. He is with the Assumption Parish Sheriff's Office. He is the with the Criminal Administrative Section, as well as the Public Information Officer. Recently, the Assumption Parish Sheriff's Office has had an arrest regarding contraband coming into the detention center. You can tell us exactly what happened and what you guys are doing to try to fight this.
Well, Brady, I was going to comment. Mid-October, we did a sweep of the facility and located several cell phones. And as a result of that, the warden initiated an investigation, and we secured search warrants for those phones. And during the process, we were able to connect this lady that has been arrested, Ms. Dandridge, as a suspect. She was developed as a suspect. And then we secured search warrants for a Cash App account that she had, and we were able to see where she was receiving funds for bringing that stuff into the facility, which included cell phones, synthetic marijuana, and assorted paraphernalia. She is an employee at the facility, but not for the facility. She is employed by Tiger Correctional Services in the food service area. And that's why she was able to access the facility as she did.
You have arrested Brittany McBride Dandridge. Can you explain her charges?
Yeah, she is charged with four counts of bringing contraband to or from a penal institution, which is our facility, the detention center in Napoleonville. As a result of that, she was questioned. She was questioned yesterday as she reported for work, and subsequently arrested yesterday. And again, she is a contract employee at the facility, but for Tiger Correctional Services.
Now, you mentioned that she had a Cash App and she was being paid. So are the inmates accessing those Cash App accounts through those cellular devices that they were reportedly getting from her?
Some were, and there were some transactions that were not. Some transactions were conducted by other, independent third parties. And we're evaluating that part now to determine if there's any other people from outside the facility that was involved in it. And was rather, we were very lucky to catch it early, and we stayed on top of it, and we're able to successfully shut it down.
Of course, Sheriff Leland Falcon has sent a message that he will not tolerate contraband coming into the penal facilities.
The sheriff's position is that, we have no issue policing our own. We expect better. And although she was not our employee, she was in our facility. And as such, he takes a hardline approach on those things. And we're not tolerated. He's absolutely adamant that we get in front of these things, and whoever's responsible pays the price.